From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After years of court battles, the names of more than 1,200 people accused of child sexual abuse within the Boy Scouts were released today. Christian Foden-Wenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports the documents cover the years from 1965 to 1985.
The names of individuals who've made allegations have been redacted, but child abuse attorney Kelly Clark says the files paint a picture of volunteers and staff repeatedly abusing children on scouting trips and sleepovers.
You can read these files and say, wow, probably they should have had a rule that said scouts couldn't spend the night in scout leaders' homes, because an awful lot of abuse happened there.
Several media organizations, including Oregon Public Broadcasting, went to court to secure the release of the files. The Scouts released a statement last month saying it plans to report the names of suspected child abusers in the files. It also said that in many cases, the files help protect children by listing the names of abusers. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland.
A brief scare for Google today. Trading in Google shares was temporarily halted after the company released earnings prematurely in a filing with the SEC. NPR's Steve Henn reports profits at the internet search giant fell more than 20%.
Google's third quarter earnings report spooked investors. The report was released unexpectedly during the middle of trading, and it revealed that the price advertisers are willing to pay the search giant to deliver clicks for ads is plummeting. The average price per click fell 15%. Most likely because advertisers are willing to pay less for an ad that appears on a mobile device. Google's recent purchase of cell phone maker Motorola Mobility has also created a drag on earnings. Motorola lost more than $500 million last quarter. Wall Street was expecting better, much better. The news sent Google's stock tumbling 9%, and by the time trading was temporarily halted, Google's shareholders had lost $19 billion. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
A fight is brewing among European leaders ahead of their financial summit in Brussels. Germany, the bloc's largest economy, is calling for stronger central powers for the European Union's executive to veto national budgets. Germany's getting pushback from several nations, including France, where President François Hollande said today the EU should concentrate on creating a banking union. More riots erupt in Athens, Greece today against new cost-cutting measures that many Greeks argue they cannot afford. Crowds said to number in the tens of thousands demonstrated outside the Greek parliament when a small group clashed with police who used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the protesters. The government says it's moving ahead with austerity measures in order to receive international bailout funds. At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 30 at 13,525. This is NPR. Scientist and inventor Stanford Ovshinsky has died. WDET's Jerome Vaughn reports Ovshinsky was integral to the creation of many modern technologies.
Ovshinsky is credited with developing the nickel metal hydride battery, which has been widely used to power laptop computers, cell phones, and electric cars. He also contributed to the development of flat-screen liquid crystal displays and hydrogen fuel cells. Ovshinsky and his wife founded Energy Conversion Devices in Michigan in 1960. The company focused on his work in the fields of energy and information. He left the company in 2006 and later formed two new companies, Ovshinsky Innovation and Ovshinsky Solar. Stan Ovshinsky's family says the inventor died from prostate cancer. He was 89 years old. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
A U.S. appeals court in New York is now the second in the country to reject a central part of the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Today, a three-judge panel said the law unconstitutionally denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. The issue is expected to come up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Authorities reportedly are investigating multiple shootings at a Central Florida beauty salon today. The Associated Press says three women were killed and a fourth person was wounded at the Castleberry establishment. It cites police saying that the gunman later killed himself. Motive is still under investigation. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is off 32 points, NASDAQ also down 36. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.